In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As dawn breaks on the East Coast, we're no closer to answers about the USS Hope's mysterious return from 35 years ago. But in the latest dramatic turn of events, the United Russian Federation has pulled military support from the separatist war effort, marking a significant decline in the US Federation alliance. This after the US allegedly denied them political access to the USS Hope.
Q Code presents From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Rhys Wakefield.
Good news. As Hunter slept, I have 99% suppressed the bleeding from his neck.
What time is it?
It's 5:56 a.m.
What's that? Nothing. Nothing. Go back to sleep.
Too late now.
Sorry. God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you, brother. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is this what it feels like?
Just then, while I was asleep, I had the most beautiful music in my dreams. Now that I'm awake, I can't remember any of it. Except that it happened.
I'm not sure that answers my question.
I haven't lost my mind. Only some of my memories. I don't know how it happened, just that it did. I let myself get old. I can remember pieces, but I've forgotten their arrangement. The music stopped when you left. Everything stopped.
I wish that were true.
Let me be clear. The decision to press forward and continue the mission was made by the NASA higher-ups, not me.
We're talking about the mission again.
We should, while I remember it.
All right. On what grounds did they make the decision to press forward?
The journey to Theta 7 alone was going to take 12 years. They thought this mysterious window would provide a great opportunity, a chance for humanity to seek help elsewhere in a much shorter period of time.
You realize I don't trust a single word you're saying, between your fading mind and decades of self-delusion.
I suspect it's difficult to believe, but I'm telling the truth.
I mean, you say I'm in Tucson, Arizona, but it's raining outside. Now, how can that be? Arizona's in the desert.
It rains here all the time now, sometimes even snows. The climate, changed. Even worse than most research projected.
Christ. How can I be expected to keep up? This is all so alien to me.
But it's also ironic, isn't it? You're a global celebrity, just like you always wanted.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, don't be modest. You're the biggest story in the world. Every person in every country knows about your miraculous return.
God, if this really happened, and I went missing 35 years ago, why do all these people still care?
Because your mission, the USS Hope, it was everything to them. And when it failed, so did our chances to leave this planet. We're beyond repair here.
Beyond repair? What does that mean?
We've poisoned the Earth with radiation and built a cage around it with miles of space debris. You were meant to set us free. Now, all these years later, you're back. You bet your ass people want to hear what you have to say.
My own program sent me to die. I don't owe anybody anything.
No. Nobody from the program knew what would happen if you went through.
And that, Hunter, should have been my choice. Not theirs. Definitely not yours.
What's happening?
Probably more thunder.
Thunder doesn't feel like an earthquake.
I need to file a report about Captain Harrow's second death in that capsule over there.
And I need to get back to that interrogation room.
I'd advise against it.
Agent Ross says it's a pressing matter.
You remind me of my daughter, you know that?
How so?
She's also a pain in the ass. I'll have my driver drop you off right away.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. Some kind of meteor. Look at this. There's more incoming.
Get in the quad car!
Welcome to Vehicle 278. Where would you like to go?
FBI offices, as quickly as possible.
I'm receiving word of hazardous conditions. Our ground route recommendation is to wait until...
Screw your recommendation.
I don't copy.
Just drive.
Attention. Not to escalate our current situation any further, but my weather sensors are detecting strange geological activity in this area.
What are you talking about?
It isn't safe here anymore.
I'm not going anywhere, Nurse Helen.
Is that an official command? I'm no longer sensing power in this facility.
They must have backup generators.
This is the future, right? How can a simple thunderstorm knock out the main system?
Obviously, this isn't a simple thunderstorm.
Everybody just stay calm. I'm not sure what's going on out there. We've lost electricity in the compound. Can you hear me? The speaker system isn't working.
Just perfect.
I'm awaiting next steps in our emergency protocol.
Next steps? From who?
Can't this thing drive any faster?
My functions are going offline. I'm to divert our path and seek shelter in an underground parking lot nearby.
No, we need to keep moving.
There's an override in the region.
An override? Under whose command?
The U.S. military. Ground personnel are en route.
Open the door. I'd like to get out.
I'm sorry, Special Agent Watkins. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, I can't stay here, locked inside this vehicle.
We have no idea how long this will last, whatever this is. It's safer in here than out there.
Listen to me. I'm currently missing my only night with access to Lieutenant Edward Fitz.
Morning, you mean?
Okay, if I could just call into headquarters.
I'm telling you, all of our equipment is fucked.
Okay, there must be a way to transmit messages or some kind of equipment that works in a more primitive system.
Relax. It's a meteor shower.
How can you be sure that was a meteor shower?
And once word of this little meteor shower hits the news, we'll be bombarded with even more attention.
That's what I'm afraid of.
We've been told the entire region is experiencing power outages of epic proportions, likely linked to some kind of meteor shower early this morning. Current reports tell of chaos on the ground in Tucson and severe damage to many of the makeshift buildings that have been erected around the landing site and domed compound.
Can I get a flashlight, Nurse Helen?
Of course.
There's still no light.
Apologies. I've lost access to the network. Now we're booting to internal. Some functions will be lost until power is restored to the facility's network.
Thank you. Now go face the wall and don't say anything. My brother and I still have a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, do we?
Yes. I don't care if we're alone in the dark or spotlighted on a stage in front of a million people.
How dramatic. Your unstable mind, it's acting up again.
My unstable mind? Well, it was you who made me this way. Made me into this broken person.
Me? How? I thought I wasn't here.
Before you left, I was the failed reflection to your constant success. You reminded them of my inadequacies until I became inadequate.
Listen to yourself. You're not being logical.
Look, unfortunately, you're going to have to wrap this up earlier than expected. Agent Watkins didn't make it back in time.
I thought this was a pre-negotiated arrangement.
No, not since everything's gone to shit.
Tell them if they violate our agreement, I go radio silent.
You don't understand. Things are escalating out there.
This is Special Agent Alyssa Watkins. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Watkins, this is Agent Ross. Where the hell are you? There are officials arriving I've never even heard of before. I don't know how much longer we'll have access to him.
Agent Ross, what's going on in there?
Who are you?
I'm Professor Boris Chernoff II, head of the United Russia Federation's National Space Program. We poured a lot of time and energy into the Hope, into Captain Harold. We want to know what happened to him, what your American subject in that room over there did to him, to the mission.
This is a government-sanctioned interview between the brothers.
We have authority to pull the plug. No one could have predicted the current environmental or political destabilization. The surge in separatist activity is most troubling.
Bring it up with Bureau Chief. We have explicit clearance from the White House.
But you know that's impossible. Not with our current technological issues.
Then I'm afraid we're at an impasse.
You're not inadequate, Hunter.
Then why did I always get the brunt of their abuse? I took it for you, and you know that.
We're talking about our parents.
Aren't we always?
Clearly time has warped your memory and perspective of things. Because we had a good family. A good childhood.
Are you saying that for me or for you? You know it's not true. Even as you say it now, I can hear the lie in your voice.
We were family. No family is perfect.
I'm not asking for perfect. I'm asking not to have my throat pinned up against the wall by my own goddamn father, not to be choked. Well, I cried for him to stop.
I had no idea.
He bruised me under my shirt so nobody would notice. And Mom. Mom always lied for him. And I knew you knew because you were there. And you shared some of the bruises too.
I like who I am. I like the work ethic they instilled in me, and if they had to give me some scrapes and bruises along the way, then so be it.
You don't really believe that?
Yes, I do. Now, they did their best for us, and you could be a bit more grateful, Hunter. You're being a child.
Do you understand what's happening outside? What if this isn't global warming? What if this is the collective past coming back to haunt us?
What?
I mean, that vessel, the USS Hope, arrives here in the very same region a meteor shower hits. You don't find that coincidental?
Your point?
I'm not sure yet. Can you try your encryptor phone again? We need to let others know what's happening.
I've tried 50 times. No phone service, no computer connections, nothing. Here, you take it.
I can try and summon my own quad car with it.
Too risky. What if it malfunctions midway through?
Jeez. Yeah, hello?
Who's inside?
Special Agents White and Watkins.
Vehicle 278, unlock doors. Code is, Alpha Delta 189.
We've been instructed to evacuate the surrounding area.
On what grounds?
On the grounds it's not safe here.
Then where is it safe?
We don't know.
Perfect.
The debris shower seems to have subsided. I don't see how we'd be better off someplace else.
That's only half of it. We've discovered some kind of toxic event. As of now, it's still not contained.
The hell?
The morning air, it's turning different shades in the sunlight.
So it's a chemical spill. Incoming meteor must have struck a power plant.
There's none in this township, Agent White.
At least tell me you're fixing the electricity.
We don't have an update there.
Wow. This is truly a nightmare.
The government is monitoring us via satellite. We assume they'll be sending backups within the hour.
Unless this is going on everywhere.
We have no reason to suspect that. Now, if you'll follow me, it's a bit of a walk.
Walk? You're kidding me.
All government vehicles have lost power. This is the fastest way.
Jesus Christ, we're back in the Dark Ages.
We've designated a federal emergency center for the time being. It has enough food and supplies to last weeks. Not that it'll come to it.
How far are we from the quarantine dome?
About 2 miles, but...
You're not thinking about...
Yes, I am. I have the authority and no superior has personally told me otherwise.
Agent Watkins, I have very specific instructions.
Oh, I could give a shit about your instructions.
Agent Watkins!
Don't worry. I'll call you if I need anything.
There isn't any service!
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This darkness, the flashlight, all feels a bit like summer camp.
How are we doing, Nurse Helm?
I'm still not running at optimal function.
That makes three of us.
But you might as well end this meeting and let the officials in. It's clear we are not getting anywhere.
Classic, Edward, classic. Avoiding conflict whenever things get rough.
Me avoiding conflict? Has it ever occurred to you that your memory has failed you? That I'm not the monster you created in your mind?
I never said it was your fault. Not entirely.
So kind of you.
But you have to realize, I've rewatched every single interview we ever had. We were both picked for the NASA space program as children.
Hunter, how do you feel that your brother will leave and you'll stay
but
here? How do you feel about being left behind?
You never defended me. Never fought the narrative that you're the more talented or more ambitious brother.
You're really unloading over 35 years of aggression just so you can absolve yourself of guilt?
I...
Hunter?
I'm sorry, I just...
You have to relax. Relax, Hunter. Nurse Helen, come here.
His pulse is waning. This is all too stressful for him.
No. No, there's so much more than I want to tell you.
Ma'am, you can't be outside. We've issued a citywide bulletin.
I'm not a civilian. My name is Alyssa Watkins. I'm with the FBI. They've required my presence in the quarantine dome.
It is not safe in this region.
Then get me a hazmat suit.
I'm not authorized to provide you with one.
Who is?
There's a base a half mile further. Take it up.
Look
with...
out! The tower's collapsing! Oh, shit! Jesus!
Yes! Please! Be careful!
Sure you're okay?
I'm calming down.
His stabilizing med should be kicking in any second now.
Hunter, stay calm. I'm here with you.
There's more than I told you. So much more.
Is he still undergoing a panic attack?
Apparently not. His symptoms have subsided.
But I can't remember everything. I haven't been able to for some time now. There's no trace of those files anymore.
What are you talking about?
Any copy would have been long destroyed. All we have now is my failing memory to fill in the blanks.
That's not entirely true. There was a document you spoke of in a dream once.
What?
1 year to this day. You had a dream, you started talking in your sleep, which you've never done before in 10 years of care.
Why haven't you mentioned this before?
Well, it wasn't a problem, and you never ask.
What did he say? Where's the document located?
My cloud is offline. I'll have to retrieve and download directly from my hard drive. This might take a moment.
Oh. We can't just trust the dream I had. Can we?
And that is why you fail.
Hello? Hi, this is Special Agent Watkins. I'm with... Excuse me. What toxins have they detected in the air?
That's classified.
Declassify it. I'm directly responsible for the physical well-being of Lieutenant Fitz.
Bullshit.
Call the director of the FBI. I'll wait.
It's not the chemical properties. It's the material.
So it is space debris?
It's some kind of debris. But what doesn't make any sense is this kind of metal hasn't been manufactured since the early 2020s.
Say that again?
We've discovered all sorts of irregularities at the impact site. The metal debris is vintage. It's pre-3D printing, and simply it's too old to be falling from the sky.
There must be a scientific explanation.
That's not even the craziest thing. We also found a monitoring system attached to some of the recovered equipment. Cameras from the same era.
You mean...
Why would someone strap a 35-year-old camera to a missile? Who has access to these vintage warheads, and why have they been holding on to them for so long? It has to be separatists.
Or an Einstein-Rosen bridge.
Are you really suggesting...
A wormhole, yes. Possibly.
They don't exist. You're suggesting a shortcut through space.
Incorrect. A shortcut through space-time. They're theorized to connect two distant points. I suspect the USS Hope went through it, and now... Now we're dealing with whatever else was sucked in. I'm not legitimately the first person proposing this idea to you, am I?
If any of what you're proposing were true, we have no idea of knowing how long this wormhole would even stay open.
So you admit the two events are related?
Let's just say, I don't think Lieutenant Fitz is going to be in your care much longer.
The White House has issued a formal statement claiming there is no known threat anywhere outside of Tucson. But that hasn't stopped a worldwide panic.
File located.
Finally.
Do I have permission to...
Permission granted.
Copy. 1 year to this day, Hunter Fitz said aloud in his sleep, "When my brother returns, the documents to our past are buried inside his desk."
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I believe he was referring to...
Impossible. I would remember this. If it were a dream based on truth, I'd remember. Wouldn't I?
Well, what does it mean? What you said?
According to Hunter's statement, I can only surmise the files remain at your gravesite, Edward.
My what?
We needed a proper burial place for you. Somewhere... to grieve.
That's insane. Well, where is it?
We have to go. Now!
What? No!
Agent Watkins, we need more time.
I'm not the one stopping you.
I don't understand.
Right now, as we speak, they're preparing dozens of troops and agents to raid this quarantine compound. They just need a final clearance.
Why?
It's chaos out there. Space equipment is falling from the sky, and... they're blaming it on the USS Hope's return.
Well, that's ridiculous. I can't possibly be responsible for interstellar events.
To be honest, Lieutenant Fitz, nothing but weird shit has gone on since you've arrived.
So what do we do?
There's an FBI quad car still parked outside. We have to find a way to get to it and make it work.
Surely they'll see us.
I've instructed Agent Ross to provide an official update on your meeting. It could buy us some time. Nurse, scan the blueprints for the fastest way out of here.
There aren't any blueprints. This compound wasn't designed.
It's through the temporary trash disposal system. What? Isn't it obvious?
How much further is this garbage shaft? Hunter's body is losing some functionality.
Worry about yourself, Nurse Helen.
Shh. Okay, looks like this is where we exit. From here, it's about 50 paces from the back entrance.
Sounds too far.
Agreed. You'll need a miracle.
Shit!
It's breaking apart!
Something just hit the building! Come on! Oh. Is everyone okay?
I can't believe we got out in time.
It's impossible. The odds of space debris hitting the compound at that exact moment must have been...
Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Come on. The quad car is right around that corner.
I think they've noticed us. They're getting closer.
Vehicle 888 drive. Damn it. Switch to manual mode.
Agent Watkins, open the fuse gauge below your feet and replace the small yellow wire with the green.
This might not be the best plan.
Switching wires.
Careful. Six male individuals are approaching the vehicle.
So long, Hunter. Any last words for me?
Holy shit! You have flying cars now?
Never trusted them before. Too many design flaws.
This is Agent Kelly from the NSA. You are hereby ordered to return to the ground.
Legally, we're obligated to submit to their instructions.
Are we really doing this?
I don't know. What do you two think?
I say we keep going. I've got my own grave to visit.
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross, Lance Reddick as Agent White, David Dostmalchian as Professor Chernoff. Additional performances by Jack Fallahy, Joel Gelman, Eliza Shin, James Wellington, Christopher Corbin, Muneeb Rahman, Jay Preston, Connor McRaith, Neely Oftering. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Dave Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Dave Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. From Now is a Q Code production.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.